Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Well, hello, everyone. How are you? This is your favorite podcast, I hope, I pray. This is Spencer Pratt, part of the Make Spidey Famous Again team. Heidi just stepped out for a moment because, hello, we have an almost two-year-old. You know the life, but I will intro this because Heidi doesn't even know what's going on right now in the world. Oh, my gosh. If you are reading the internet, if you're getting news alerts, you already know that allegations of Kylie Jenner's best friend, Jordan Woods, who I'm sure you had no idea who she was until now, cheated with Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, NBA player Tristan Thompson. Do I believe this? I don't know. I've been getting a lot of DMs, a lot of people asking my opinion. And I know the Kardashians love to make things up for press, and the timing was also very suspicious because Karl Lagerfeld, or whatever, I can't say his name, rest in peace, passed away, and he was getting all the press. And I know Kris Jenner doesn't like anyone to get all the press in the media news day. So I felt like something was coming, even knowing that Karl Lagerfeld had said that he believed Kim Kardashian made up her robbery in Paris story. So I knew, even though they were all sharing rest in peace, I knew they were like, we hate you and we're glad you died. No, I'm sorry. Maybe they don't think that. But the timing of later in the day, them stealing his whole rest in peace day to being about this cheating that happened supposedly at a party over the weekend in front of a lot of people, it's just very suspicious to me that Jordan Woods, whose whole career is living off of Kylie's coattails, which I do not judge, and I think that's awesome for her. But I just don't believe that she'd risk, you know, she lives in Kylie's house. She's known as Stormy's Auntie Jordan. It's so hard for me to believe that she'd risk being in that little pay click to kiss Tristan Thompson. Maybe if he like proposed to her and was like, here you go, I'll marry you with no prenup, leave the Kardashians, blah, 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 I could imagine that being possible. But just to risk being kicked out of the Kardashian Jenner clan for a kiss with Tristan, I don't know. It's very hard to believe. But, you know, people make stupid decisions all the time. So maybe that was one of them. Any of my listeners here, our listeners, sorry, I know this is a joint podcast, even though Heidi just left me for our miracle toddler. But yeah, that's really been just taking over my brain because it's just, I know how hard it is to be in an entourage of rich people because I'm not in one. So I couldn't imagine sabotaging me myself. But, you know, there are a lot of self-saboteurs out there. So that's going on. It's Rihanna's birthday today, which I love Rihanna. Heidi loves Rihanna. And so happy birthday, Rihanna. Very happy she was born. Looking forward to a new album. Speaking of albums and new music, my current new favorite pop artist is named Slater, S-L-A-Y-T-T-T-E-R. I don't know. But she has given all credit to her superstar new success to Heidi's music and Heidi's album. Look for a new interview in Paper Magazine coming out with the two of them talking pop music. Check out her hit song, Mine, a super poppy, fun dance record. But today's very special. Joining us is the star and narrator of our favorite reality show right now, Siesta Key, on MTV. That's Juliette Porter. She's a very intelligent young woman who somehow has become the narrator of a show that didn't have one narrator, which I give so much credit to her. That is an elite level takeover. So before we get started, though, I was just, you know, I was texting with Juliette, just making sure she was ready to go. But she was overwhelmed because she found out that pretzel crust pizza is back at Little Caesars for only $6. And when you live in Siesta Key and you have a bikini body, there's only a few things you think about, and that's large, buttery flavored soft pretzel crust pizza with cheddar cheese sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Please, yes. For the last 4 years, you couldn't go on social media without somebody asking Little Caesars, even demanding them to bring it back. Who are they to argue with good taste? If you really, really want it, you should really, really have it. If you've never had a pretzel crust pizza before, come and see what all the hubbub is about. The pretzel crust pizza is back. It'll be right out of the oven. Get it anytime you know you want it. And it's only $6 at Little Caesars. Available at participating locations, plus tax where applicable. You can also order a pretzel crust on their app and skip the register with Pizza Portal Pickup. So don't worry. Everyone at Siesta Key is getting warm for their winter bodies with some delicious pretzel crust. So yeah, that's what we were texting about. Wanted to include you guys on that. I had a big shoot yesterday with MTV. They had me do a tour of all the Hills locations. It was very emotional. Brought back a lot of memories from when we used to be famous. And then it brought back new memories. Imagining 10 years from now when I'm not famous again, talking about the Hills of now, the reboot. Whoa, is that too much to track? But yeah, it was wild. I'm pretty excited to talk to Juliet because if you don't already know, weekly for the amazing publication Cosmopolitan Magazine, I recap each episode. So if you don't actually want to watch the show and you just want to read poetry, Google Spencer Pratt Recaps Siesta Key Cosmopolitan and you will have some amazing content. Back to this whole Kylie Jenner and Khloe and Tristan and Jordan. The thing that's confusing me is, obviously, I look to see if Kylie still follows her. She does. So it made me think maybe Kylie just doesn't care because everyone steals everyone's baby daddies. I mean, Kylie Jenner definitely took Travis Scott from a girl actually named Jordan. I don't know. I could be wrong. No, Khloe took Tristan from a baby mama named Jordan. Whoa. So everyone's, you know, borrowing from baby daddies over there. So maybe it's not so personal. I don't know. But yeah, I'm really enjoying talking on the mic uninterrupted. It's so fun. So empowering. Hope you're having a blessed day. Let's invite Heidi back into the room and let's get Juliet on the phone.
New to Podcast One, it's Mama Said with actress Jamie Lynn Sigler and musician Jenna Paris.
We want to create a community for you all to just not feel alone, to feel heard, and to hear a curse word every once in a while, because who wants to listen to Elmo all the time? So that's why we're here, a no judgment zone to get real about the pretty and the shitty of motherhood.
Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna starts February 6th on PodcastOne.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Make sure to stick around after this podcast to get the latest headlines from the AP News Minute.
Juliet, oh my gosh, what an honor. How are you? This is Juliet from Siesta Key, everybody.
The narrator.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm so excited to finally be on.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you on. I feel like I know your voice so well. Juliet is one of the main stars of Siesta Key, and now this season, she's the sole narrator. How did that happen? I mean, obviously, you're the main star, but wow.
I just was the best at it, I think. I think I had the best voice for narration. Everyone else kind of struggled with it.
I totally agree. And then do you ad-lib? Like, are they okay with you saying what you want, or is it more?
Yeah, I change it up a little bit because I don't know who writes it, but I'll read it and I'm just like, I would never say that. So I kind of put it in my own words. And if it isn't something I'd ever say, I'll straight up be like, I'm not going to say that. Like one time they were like, my parents are poor and Alex's parents are rich. And I'm like, I'm not going to like knock on my parents like that, you know, like I don't want to sound ungrateful, like stuff like that. I'll switch it up.
Yeah, totally. It seems very authentic. It seems like a lot of it's your style. Yeah. And like what you would say. So that's what I was always like, I wonder if Juliet's like, all right, this is what I'm saying.
Exactly. Yeah. I like
so that. How are you feeling? How are you doing with the new season? It seems so intense. It seems like it's a hard situation for you?
Yeah, so far I've actually been fine because the bulk of my bad situations haven't happened yet. But I've been good so far. I mean, I've been watching it beforehand to kind of mentally prepare. And then when I do watch it live again, I'll like have my friends with me. I'll be drinking wine. And I'm ready for what's going to happen. So it's not as bad. But these next episodes, I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's so challenging because I don't know if you're with Alex or not, but it seems like
spoiler alert, you didn't look on her Twitch. She's there not because she was trying to get a Valentine from the pizza delivery man yesterday.
It was the donut delivery man, sadly. I was having a really bad day yesterday, which I bet a lot of like single people were. It was just a bad day in general, though. And I was like, I really need sugar. So I ordered Uber Eats donuts. And I was like, maybe this guy will give me a rose or something. Like, who knows? I just felt really bad for myself. I was moping.
Ah, it's so challenging because I don't know. Maybe you guys will get back together. Maybe you won't. It seems like I've advised you like, oh, yeah, you're better than that. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't say things like that because then if they get back together, it's like, oh, well, Heidi didn't advise me that way. So I'm like, OK, whatever you want to do, I fully support, obviously. But it's so challenging. Like for Spencer and I, we scripted a lot of things, right. You know, like the fake fights and the girls. Like if that was our real relationship, we wouldn't be together, you know, but thankfully we like had a plan and we knew what the producers wanted us to say. And, you know, we would leave together and come together and then do like the scripted things. Yeah. So it was almost like going to set together. But for you guys, it seems, and I could be wrong, like it's very real.
It is very real. That being said, though, I think that everything that has happened between us has all been because of the show, because I don't know where would we be last summer if we didn't know that there were cameras watching us all the time. Because in real life, I would never, ever even let Kara around Alex. Like that would never even. But of course, it's embellished a little bit. We have to put ourselves in those situations where we're going to get in that drama. And it's all real when we're there. But in all actuality, I would probably have like walked out from a lot of those situations and I just wouldn't have been on camera, that kind of thing, which I have done many times. I will rip my mic off, but then they don't air that, you know, I'll walk out and leave, but they don't show it.
For the listeners who are not caught up on MTV's hit show, Siesta Key, Kara is Alex's on and off past girlfriend who's very suspect and she's been showing up in the key. And we're not sure if she has any good intentions based off of some of her comments.
I still don't even know. I just don't. She's like very hard to read.
I could be 1,000,000% wrong, but I think she's on here to have. I don't think she's after Alex. I think she's coming on for her own image and reputation and brand is what it seems like. I think she wants to have like her own character going on. And I don't know if she really wants it to be that. It seems like she wants to be more of like a player in her own world and Alex was just part of her past. But I think it's these other random girls that you kind of have to watch out for, like these groupies or these people who want to get in and would do anything and kind of be the ones that you need to like watch for.
Right. And that's exactly right. It's just like she says in the show, like she knows she can piss me off. And she really milks that. And it's funny because she's very nice in person and would never say anything mean and would never confront anyone. But then when she's alone with the cameras, she's like talking mad shit. And it's just like, be real. Stop being fake. Like, if this is how you feel, act like it in front of the rest of us. That type of stuff just bothers me because I'm 100% with everyone.
I totally agree. That stuff is the worst. And it's like, well, if you're so bold behind cameras, then bring it. You're either that person or you're not, but that whole sly pretend thing is just not.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't understand. And her and Garrett getting together, we all were like, oh, she's just doing this to be on the show. Like, she doesn't know what she would have next after Juliet gets over her anger, like all that stuff. So we're all just like, what's going on? That was really strange. I did not see that coming. But they actually kind of work together. They're both very quiet.
Oh, spoiler alert. Are they still together?
Okay, so they broke up, I think, at some point, and then got back together. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
My relationship.
And then, so, How are you and Kelsey? I feel like you guys are everyone. It seems like everyone's good right now, but everything changes week to week on Twitter. And
right. Kelsey and I actually have gotten really close. We went to New York together this past weekend, and, you know, we went on another trip to New York the weekend before. We've been hanging out a lot, and I might hang out with her later today, actually.
So are you going to have to see Alex? Like, what is the deal with that when you're not filming? Can you guys be separate, or because there's a lot of press, like, how is that going to be when you have to see him? Do you still want to be with him?
It's so difficult because right now we're not together because, I mean, it's just all way too much for me. And he kind of told me when we were having like the sit down breakup talk, why do you want to do this? How are we going to do this when we start filming again? If we start filming again, it's going to be torture to have to be around each other. Cause him and I have like a really strong relationship. We're like best friends. So whenever we hurt each other, it hurts really deep, I think. And just having to see each other is going to be the worst thing. I'm like terrified. Like, oh my God, is he going to bring another girl around? Am I going to bring another boy around? I don't even know. And I don't know how everyone else is going to react about it either. Like, is Kara going to like go in for it now? Like, who's going to come in? It's just, it's really stressful, but that shouldn't be a reason to stay with someone, you know?
Yeah. You can't be with someone kind of out of fear and security. It's more like that passion, love. I just feel like you're so smart and you have so much going for you. And even Kelsey and I were talking about this when she came in studio, like, you're gorgeous. You have a million things and this is your prime. This is your time. So if you do end up wasting it on Alex, that could be the biggest regret of your life because you're not going to have this time back. And I saw the other night when he's like sweet to you, and I completely can see why you would be with him and when he is that way. But if he is cheating on you and he is playing you, it seems like that type of person doesn't really change. And it's so easy for everyone else to say and to advise you. But I just think right now you could go get a quarterback, or you could go get a football player. You could go get a sweet, normal guy. You could get anyone that you want to. But if you end up wasting this time, it might be a really big regret that you have.
I think my main issue right now is that I'm on a trip every weekend. I'm going and doing things. I'm going and living my life. I'm taking advantage of this opportunity. And it's hard with everything that's happened between us for me to go and do those things. And I mean, we still talk sometimes, but on top of everything, I want to go out and live my life. And he's like, wait, stay here. And I'm still holding back on everything that's happened in the past. It's just, it's not right now. And like you said, I don't want to feel nervous that he's talking to another girl, that he's with another girl. I shouldn't have to worry when I'm out of town. Where is he? What's he doing? I shouldn't have to go search his location like Chloe does, you know? I just don't want to feel like that anymore in a relationship.
Whoa, Juliet, sorry, I got to stop you right now. Hearing everything you're saying, it just makes me think, do you not have a psychic source, Juliet? Because sounds like every day in Siesta Key, you're faced with little decisions. What should you eat for breakfast? Should you break up with Alex? Should you stay together with Alex? Should you answer that email? What should you wear while filming? Guess what? There's bigger questions about your future. Should you keep doing reality television? Should you stay in school? These are very important questions, and you could use some guidance from the psychic source, which has over 300 advisors that go through a rigorous screening process. Each vetted professional has years of experience. They provide confidential phone or online chat and video readings anytime, 24/7. If you mention promo code Spidey, you can try an amazingly talented psychic for as low as 75 cents a minute. Your first 3 minutes are free, so you can learn how it works and have a true connection with your psychic. Still not happy after your reading? They'll refund you. Sign up online at psychicsource.com. Enter promo code Spidey and select your psychic. It's that simple. Not sure where to start? Call 800-244-7784 and a customer care agent will help you. Juliet, don't call right now. We're podcasting. Stay on the line. Do you think being a FSU sorority and that whole Greek lifestyle help prepare you to be a reality star and be up in all this drama? Because I feel like you seem like a veteran already when you came into the whole reality TV. Do you think being on campus and such like a, I mean, you're pretty, like, I feel like as a sorority there, you're almost like famous on campus in some of these colleges. Is that true or no?
I mean, no, I don't really go out that much when I am at school, but I kind of like hide in the corners in the bars where like people can't see me, or I'll go behind the bar because my friend owns the bar that everyone goes to. So, I mean, I think in a way it kind of prepared me because I did have to deal with like a lot of drama, a lot of boy things. Like I've been through a lot of stuff. Like I had this one guy in college, like I hooked up with him. And then one of my friends told me my other best friend hooked up with him and no one told me, like a week later, just like stuff like that. But I honestly think I knew all these people that I'm on the show with now for a while. They made me who I am. Like being around Chloe is actually like this. She has always been like this. Like she prepared me for this show.
She is so funny. We call her the private eye investigator. She just definitely, for sure. She's very entertaining. I never met anyone like her.
It's the most dramatic person. Well, like always had beef with everyone, always getting in fights. It was bad.
So the core group is pretty right on, even though what that guy we won't name said that you guys didn't even go to that. You know, the liar is not on the cast anymore. But so the core group has been friendly for all these years or whatever.
Yeah. For the most part, it was me, Chloe and Alex were really tight. Brandon, Madison, Paul, obviously. And I mean, Carson and I have actually known each other since we were like five. Carson and I grew up in the same neighborhood, which is really funny. But, and Amanda, of course, Amanda too. Yeah, we've all known each other like our whole lives, basically. We grew up here, went to school together, all that stuff.
Carson is so nice.
He is such a sweetheart. I know.
He seems
He's like very in it.
What about Jared?
I like Jared, actually. I mean, I think he's funny and he's nice. And I didn't know him. Jared's 5 years older than me, so I didn't know him at all growing up. But, I mean, he seemed to definitely be like Alex in the sense that he was always playing girls, always, like, swapping around to different people, getting in fights, all that stuff. But from how I know him, he's really respectful to me, really funny, really nice, always down to do fun things. Like, I have a great impression of him. I'm not that close with him, but I do like him. Yeah, he's cool.
Are you younger than Alex?
Yeah, I'm 21. I'm the baby.
How old is Alex?
Alex is 23.
Oh, okay. So I see. I was like, how the heck did Jared and Alex have such rivalry?
So Jared's 2 years older than Alex. So they went to high school together.
Okay. That makes sense.
I guess Jared's 4 years older than me then.
We need Carson to date Canvas. That could be some new storyline from him right there.
Jared and Canvas.
Whoa. That is. There we go. I feel like those two would have a lot of fun together.
Yeah, I feel like they click. I see chemistry.
And then, so since you and Alex are still talking, what's going on with this? Him and his dad, they're opening a club. I think that's the most genius idea ever.
Yeah, we don't like get into like a lot of detail when we talk. It's more just like, I miss you kind of stuff. But his dad's really into buying and opening up like hotels and clubs like that. He really wants to build Siesta Key, and there's no clubs anymore on the Key. They closed the one that we always went to like 2 years ago. So this is going to be like the new spot that we always go to.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to party there.
I know.
So it's in between seasons. Are you guys together and you have like a great relationship usually? Cause maybe is it just the cameras that height and everything? Do you guys have a great...
I mean, so we've only been dating, like seriously dating, in between seasons before this past season. So when we were together, like in January, March, we were fine. I mean, obviously we have like little couple fights, but for the most part, like nothing bad happened, nothing major, like cheating, none of that. But when you get in front of cameras and you're constantly around all these people that are in your business... Yeah, I think it just heightens everything. And I mean, you guys will see these next episodes. It just, we don't have a cooling off period. We always say that, like, there's no time for us to get our shit together, calm down, stop screaming, stop flipping out. So it just kind of makes everything worse. Like, Alex and I, before this next episode, we got in a really big fight. Or actually, it was at this episode. We got in a huge fight. And because of that fight, we never saw eye to eye. And it just snowballed into this huge relationship ending problem. So you'll see.
I'm so sorry. That's so hard to relive. It's like, it's one thing to go through it once, which is like traumatic enough. And then to rewatch it just like rips that wound open. And then to have people comment, that's just so hard.
That's what I told Alex. I was like, I'm going to have a really hard time reliving this past summer. So I think we should not see each other for a while.
I feel like I could be off base, but are your parents kind of happy that you currently are not with Alex? I feel like your mom kind of wants you out there dating and living your best life.
Yeah, she doesn't dislike Alex at all. My mom is the nicest person in the world. She would never say anything bad about anyone. But she just wants me to be happy. Her main problem is like seeing me sad, seeing me just get all anxious over this relationship. She's just like, if you feel this way, then end it. But that's a lot easier said than done. And she knows that. She kind of just lets me do my thing. She knows I'm young. Like, I'll figure myself out.
I'm just, ever since you talked about bringing another boy around, I'm like, oh my God, season 3, if you roll up to the key with a guy, I think my head would explode.
I'm not saying, see, that's not like something, I don't want to fight with him. Like, I really don't want to have any more like hatred towards him, especially like a breakup type of hatred. Like, I'm not going to try to piss him off, even though if he pisses me off, I will for sure, because that's the kind of person I am. But I'm not going to like go out of my way to like find someone to piss him off. I don't know. Maybe I will. We'll see.
MTV just needs to rent you your own boat for the summer, just so you can be taking everyone out on your boat.
I agree completely. I do need my own boat.
Do you watch reality TV? Were you like, before you became the narrator of the best show on TV, were you into reality television? Is it something you ever were like, oh, I could do reality TV? Or
not like a ton. I actually did watch, I watched The End of the Hills, like, what was that, 10 years ago? I remember watching that. And I loved watching that because that was so beautiful to watch. And like, you guys were so famous. I was like, I need to know who these people are, all that stuff. Oh, I watched Jersey Shore, because everyone watched Jersey Shore, though. And that, my mom was like, my mom was not happy about that, because I was like 9 or something. When it was like, maybe not, maybe I was older, I don't know.
I think you were like 9.
Hysterical. What about now? Are you too busy?
I watch MTV. I watch The Kardashians sometimes. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't really watch. The thing about watching TV in college is like, we don't have a lot of channels on cable, so we just don't watch it, I think is really what it is. Because I live in like a furnished apartment, and they just give you like your cable, and that's what you get. And I think we all just like go on Netflix usually. But like when I'm home, I do watch TV a lot.
That's so funny. What's your dream goal? Like, if you could do and be anyone or anything, like, what's your ideal future?
See, I know it's not going to be like all rich and famous. Well, I want to be rich, but I kind of just want to, have like big house, live on the water, have a big family, like own a bunch of property and just totally chill and not be in drama anymore. Like, that's the dream.
Somewhere in really good dream.
Yeah, I agree.
Me too. I want that dream too.
Dream with you. Yes. Did Madison tell you our idea for you guys to come out with a joint bathing suit line? Cause in that last, like 2 episodes ago,
yeah,
where did I watch you do an interview about how your like bikini collection is like 100+ bikini. And I was like, how do you not have your own like key line that you 3 model? And I guess, no, you 4, Chloe obviously is a model too. So I feel like you guys should team up and drop a bathing suit line and have it sold in all the spots in Siesta Key.
I agree. I've actually like been talking about that with some people for about a year, but for me, I wanted to finish school and not kind of give a bunch of things like 30% rather than like, you know, I just want to get stuff out of the way in my life first and then work on something else. So right now I want to graduate and then I want to get into thinking about like, what do I want to do next? And I definitely am interested in doing a bikini line for sure.
Did I dream that you're a political science major?
You didn't dream that.
You are.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, maybe we need you in politics. That could be a new season. You go to Washington.
Oh God. I don't think that's what people that watch reality TV want to see, though.
I would love to watch it.
It's like Elle Woods.
Yeah, exactly. I love that movie. I wanted to be a lawyer forever, and I still am thinking about doing that, but I'm kind of going to take my time. Like, I don't need to rush life and go to law school right away. Like, I'm going to totally ride this reality TV show train for a while, see what happens.
I know one thing's for sure. I need some freaking CBD. Woo! I would like that 20% off sagelynaturals.com because right now I'm freaking stressed out. I don't know if Juliet should stay together with Alex because they are my favorite couple, but the way he treats her, I don't know. I just need some freaking relief and I need recovery because it's just too much to deal with all hearing all this drama without some delicious CBD. Go to sagelynaturals.com and enter Spidey for 20% off your first order. You won't find this deal anywhere else. Are you prone to stress and headaches from an extravagant, dramatic reality TV lifestyle? Try CBD roll-ons. Sagely, S-A-G-E-L-Y, naturals.com. Use promo code Spidey. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, but it doesn't matter because Spencer loves Sagely and organic non-GMO hemp, and they're free from parabens, synthetic fragrances, artificial colors, dyes, and sulfates. Every batch is triple lab tested, and they remove all trace amounts of THC. Again, go to sagelynaturals.com and enter Spidey for 20% off your first order.
Seems like you have such a good head on your shoulders. I think that's why Whitney on our show did so well too, because she was in school and like prioritized school, and it just keeps you grounded and with that type of people and a different focus. So I feel like that's such a huge asset that you have going for you and like keeping you prioritizing in the world, because it's so easy to get caught up in the show and getting into that hype, and you know, it does come to an end eventually. So it's so good to have that. And I feel like you have the best, like whatever priorities with that. So it seems like that's so helpful.
Yeah. I feel like if I only had the show in my life, I would kind of like have my head up in the clouds, and that's how I am over the summer when we film. Like, I feel like I'm totally like not in the real world. I'm like filming every day, going and getting drunk every day, going to parties all the time. I'm just like, what is life? And then during the fall, I'm like studying. So it's just, my life is like so upside down half the time. But I just want to get a degree and know that I have that if I ever need it. It's nice to have.
Do guys come up to you all the time?
Like, do people play it too cool on campus, or are people coming up and asking for selfies, or that, do people like what's the on campus energy?
There's no selfies. Like I said, I rarely go out. I think there's been like a couple selfies though, but I don't know. The guys at college are like frat guys. Like, they're kind of douchebags. And I realized that when I went out a couple of weeks ago. I was like, dang, I forgot how you guys act. Like, they really treat girls like shit there. And then the girls are like, oh my God, like, he doesn't like me. That makes me like him more. Like, that kind of attitude. And I'm like, I don't like that at all.
It can't be everyone. Maybe you're at a wrong party.
With, like, the frat boys, though, when I do, like, yeah.
Okay, go to the country club. There has to be some country club parties, or like the chess club. They might have some cool guys there.
Guys, no, they definitely like, and I was friends with the older boys in school, and I saw a bunch of them out in New York the other weekend. And I was like, you guys are exactly the same as you were in college. So whatever.
Funny. Yeah. What about girls? Do they have like attitudes toward you? Are they fans? How's that interaction usually? Like when you're out at night?
I don't think so. Like, I don't think anyone really, I don't know, maybe like some people look at me, but no one ever like is bitchy to me, you know? Like, actually, I think people are, like, nicer to me, maybe. Maybe they think I'm, like, cool now. I don't know.
Yeah, and they're scared of you. They're like, oh, Juliet will throw down. You do. Just be nice.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to piss me off.
Yeah. I love how you can hold your own ground, too. So you're an only child?
No, I have an older brother, actually.
Ah, that just made so much sense. I'm like,
he lives in LA.
Where does he?
He lives in LA.
Oh, no way. What does he do?
He's a photographer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you guys should do a photo shoot sometime.
Seriously.
Yeah, bros.
How old is he?
He's 24.
Oh, you guys are really close.
Yeah, we're close in age. And he moved out to LA a little over a year ago. So we're far apart now.
Did he not want to be on camera? Because I feel like that would have been a good scene, you guys talking about Alex. A
couple scenes. They got cut.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't see them.
Yeah, he did a couple scenes in the first season. And then he went off to Europe for like 4 months with his girlfriend. So he was like barely on it. And then this past summer, he was already in LA. So he was like barely around.
That's so cool to have a big brother. How does he feel about the show and you and everything?
He loves it. He's like, you need to post more on your Instagram. You got to get more followers. You need more content. Fly out here. We'll do a photo shoot, like all that stuff. He's just like, you need to make a YouTube channel. I'll help you edit the videos.
Yes. Sounds like you need to do everything he's saying like yesterday.
I know. I think I'm making excuses for myself, and I think that's kind of one of my flaws. I'm like, oh, but I'm still in school, so I'll wait. But I do need to, like, get on this now.
Yeah, it's go time.
Right.
You're narrating a show. Like, I don't even know another show on TV right now that has a sole narrator. Like, you are literally one of one.
I know. I love it. I was so happy when they told me. I didn't even ask. They're just like, we think you're going to narrate the whole season. And I'm like, okay. Very excited.
Some of the shade you throw is so freaking funny. No one has ever got to throw shade like that in narration.
I know what's going on in everyone's life, too, because I'm like reading what's happening like each episode. Because we don't know when we're filming. Like, I'm not going to go like call Canvas and be like, so what are you filming about this week? You know, so I get to like kind of snoop on people.
You're really Chloe. I'm going to DM Chloe and be like, watch out. So you start filming the way it goes. Is it like June to August every day, or what part of the summer do they knock it out on?
Well, I mean, we don't have the green light for season 3 yet, but if we do, it'll start in April, and then it's about 5 or 6 days a week. You film. I mean, it's so varied. Like, it just depends on like what we have going on, like whose birthday it is, or like who just cheated on you, like stuff like that. It varies. Like, if you have nothing going on in your storyline, you won't film. Like, they'll try to get you in some stuff, but you won't film nearly as much as someone who's like going through something, you know?
Oh yeah. You can ask my little sister about that. She knows how to go through things to be filming a lot. Wait, so did you work a lot with Benton? I feel like we have the same director, right?
I love Benton. I'm obsessed with his band.
Yeah, so I knew that because Heidi does music on the new season of The Hills, and he was all like funny about it. And now I know why. He was just all jealous because we weren't filming his band.
Yeah. No, he's the best. He's so sweet.
Wow.
He took care of me when I was going through my mental breakdown in the middle of June.
Oh my gosh. And that's airing.
Well, you won't see my mental. Yeah, you will. You'll see my mental breakdown a little bit. It was like a 3-week long mental breakdown. So you'll get a little bit of each.
Oh,
part.
Wow.
Well, it's not as bad as it sounds. I was just like, I was a mess, but I mean, you'll see. You had to have seen. Did you see the next episode yet?
Yeah, I saw the teaser. I have it. I got to watch it. I like to watch them closer to when we do the Cosmo review. Right. So I'm like
fresh.
But I watch them like 3 times. It's the best show on TV. I keep telling everyone. And I feel like thanks to you guys, The Hills came back. I feel like you shared your guys' TV energy with us. And so I thank CSE for everything.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Are you still filming or are you wrapped?
We are done with reality, but we have our interviews and testimonials and stuff still.
Oh,
and now
interviews?
Yeah. So we're doing
do interviews on the original Hills, did you?
No, we just had one narrator like you, and her name is Lauren.
Lauren, that's what I thought.
And so now I don't think we'll have a narrator. I mean, we'll see, but I think that they'll just do kind of testimonials, but it's still shaping up, and I don't think they have the formula quite down. But we're also doing so much press and stuff right now, so it's just we're pretty busy.
Yeah. I heard that doing interviews is like a lot more work compared to what I knock out the narration in like 30 minutes, but I heard interviews take a long time to do for like other shows. People have told me
hours.
Yeah.
So just like Juliet narrate. Let's just call it a day.
Oh my God. I wish Juliet narrated the Hills. It would be so good. So you have to go to class now, right? You're in your junior year. You have to like go to study.
I'm a senior, Spencer. I'm almost done.
Oh, we were celebrating your junior year in this new season. See, I'm in a time machine. I'm living a year behind your life.
You're not the only one that's confused. Everyone like still thinks I'm 19. So I'm like, no, I can drink now.
You're about to finish college. Oh, then your brother's right. You gotta get your content way up.
Right. But I'm so close to the finish line. I'm like crawling there. I'm like getting everything in like the minute before it's due. It's bad.
Are you going to come out to LA and visit Madison and your brother?
I was thinking about it. I was thinking maybe late March, but I'm not quite sure yet. I need to do that.
Because we are all going to hang out.
We're going to get dinner and drinks and do shots.
Yes.
Shots, I think I'll take a ring check on that.
Heidi, I don't do what I did and make it so Heidi never likes to do shots anymore because we had to retire them because she got a little too sick on the mother-daughter experiment. If you ever want to watch
a great
reality show, I don't know where you can binge it. But Heidi turned up like Polly Paul on the live stream going all the way.
Oh my gosh. That's like me though. I feel your pain, Heidi. I do that.
I did it so many times. I've thrown up so many times and I was like, okay, I'll just keep it. And then this one time was it. And people are always like, I can't drink that. I threw it up. I'm like, oh, whatever. That's not a thing. And then it like happened to me really bad. And the thing.
Good.
But lots of champagne, wine, we'll celebrate.
Yes, for sure. I go out there every year, so I'll definitely make it out soon.
And then before we end, I want to know, is it frustrating sometimes feeling like it, from the outside, it looks like you date two people because you always have Polly Paul chiming in like, I want to be like, dude, like you're not in this relationship.
He's just trying to get on camera. So.
Oh, so he does. Okay. He doesn't do that stuff.
No, he does.
Oh.
He just thinks he's like constantly on camera. Like, that's just the way. I can't even. Don't even get me started about Paul. He drives me nuts.
Just you or everyone? Or
I think he drives me the most nuts. I don't know. Me and Chloe both like really get really mad at Paul. Like, he drives me crazy. He's just. He doesn't know when to stop. He has no idea that he's saying like really offensive things sometimes. I mean, I love him, but I hate him, you know? It's that kind of thing.
I know. I really want him to pull it together because I don't want him to get cut off and not get his trust fund. That would be super bad.
I agree. I think he'll somewhat manage. Who knows?
How does Beverly have all this loot? Where's this money come from?
I think she owns a lot of property, and I think she's owned it for a long, long time and has just like acquired wealth from it. And I don't know. I know she's got a couple properties that are worth like, I think like $1 million. I'm not really sure. I'm the wrong person to ask.
You are so funny. It seems, I mean, I love Paul from a perspective, like I think he has great energy and he brings something else. But if it was with Alex, that would be challenging because I know that he's like a ride or die for him. And sometimes it's like, let Alex fight his own battles. And I think Alex likes that because then it's someone like a partner in crime kind of. And he lets him do a little bit of his dirty work where he shouldn't, or not dirty work, but like, you know, it's like, let Paul live his own life, encourage him to do something. Like, it seems kind of like a one-way friendship sometimes.
Right. Well, I just look at Alex and I'm like, you're actually taking advice from Paul. Like, this is actually happening. I'm just like, what is he like ever? I don't know.
He needs a girlfriend.
Yeah.
He had a girlfriend and he treated her terribly.
Oh, well, that's sad.
I mean, he didn't even really like her that much. So he didn't, I don't know. He was weird about her. We would go on double dates sometimes. She's really sweet.
Do you know about the online conspiracy with Alex that people send me messages about all the time? I asked Chloe about it and she denied it, but I feel like she would have said if it was true that one of Alex's brothers is actually his son. And
oh no, that's not true.
Yeah, and that when
the whole story, it's just as crazy.
What happened?
Just as crazy. What happened was Alex's parents had two autistic children and they didn't want Alex to be alone, like the sole caretaker for them when they get older and, you know, his parents are gone, because that's a lot of work because they need help their whole life. So they were going to have another child and it was an artificial insemination kind of thing. And I guess it's common for the egg to split three times. So triplets is what they got. Yeah, they're triplets.
Oh,
lots of help.
But you didn't know that they had triplets? Yeah, the little brother is one of the triplets.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, yeah. The people are messaging me like, yeah, and when people found out about the baby mama, that's when Juliet unfollowed him on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. So Alex would have been, I guess he would have had to have the baby at 17. Because Gabe is his little brother.
That's all the screenshots I got. I was supposed to address with you, but it doesn't seem like you're too worked up about it.
No.
Do you guys, how often do you follow and unfollow him on social media? I feel like people message me that a lot.
Why are you asking me this, Spencer? A lot.
Like on a weekly basis, right?
It's been very often lately. I don't know. It helps. People are like, that's immature. And I'm like, really? Because I don't want to see my ex-boyfriend like out at the club with another girl. Like, who would want to see that? He blocked me this last time. So
I feel like you guys will get back together. Do you think so?
I don't know. I really just want to like do my own thing for a little bit, figure myself out.
Yeah. Take some
time. Going to Nashville in like a month with all my friends. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Good. If it's meant to be, it will happen. If not, then not.
How am I blanking on old girl that moved to New York? Hannah.
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed that Hannah was not on this season.
I see her probably every 2 weeks. I don't know how. It's either she comes down here or I'm in New York almost twice a month. Like I'm always there. So I see her all the time. But yeah, she works in the city now.
Oh, so she just has like a real normal person job and is like, I can't do this.
She got a degree in finance at Florida State. So she was kind of like, okay, am I going to like be on this reality TV show as like a secondary character? Am I going to go make like a real salary in New York? Which I understand. And she spent 4 years studying math. So I would have done the same thing.
Is she still with what's his name?
They actually recently broke up.
Well, that's what he gets for only buying her a little belt or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. They moved in together and I think maybe like too soon, that kind of thing.
Well, we, I think, took way more of your time than you were even prepared for.
I'm fine.
So March, we're all going out and Heidi's going to have shots. We're going to get
not shots.
Well, Heidi drinks a lot of like champagne. It looks like shots. How fast?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's true. Two count.
Yeah. The whole glass of champagne goes down in a sip. So some will call that
a shot. They're small glasses. Okay.
They're aerodynamic.
Thanks for having me, guys. This is awesome.
We love you.
And yes, I agree with your brother. You're one of the most famous people right now on reality television, and you should put the pedal to the metal.
I will. I'm going to get on it real soon.
And yeah, thank you. I look forward to all your tweets coming up. Do you guys have a competition of like who can talk the most smack on Twitter when the episodes air? Because I've never seen a cast that's so good at live tweeting at each other.
We really kill it, don't we? I think
yes.
Chloe, what are their names? Chloe and Kelsey are really good at it lately. I have like a few. If I'm really worked up, I have some really sassy ones. But yeah, we tweet the whole show.
You always delete yours though.
I delete mine when mine are like immature.
I think they're great. I think Kelsey's mom is ghost tweeting for her.
You think so?
Yeah, Kelsey's mom knows how to tweet. She's always got those fire tweets. She's got a couple of finstas, I think, also.
Join the club.
All right. Well, thank you.
Bye, Juliet.
You superstar. Oh, wait, where can everyone follow you? What are your IGs, your Twitter, your new YouTube channel?
Instagram, Twitter, not yet YouTube, but Instagram and Twitter are Juliet Porter, JulietPorter.
All right. Well, we'll see you in late March and tune in every Tuesday night. Is it 9?
Yes.
9, 10? How do you say that?
Central, I guess. Eastern time.
On MTV. All right. Well, we talk soon. You're the best.
Thanks, guys.
Later.